Our next speaker is Vincent Picavé from Auslandia, from QWAT, a QGIS-based project for water network management.
Hi, do you hear me? Yes. So I'm Vincent Picavet. I'm going to talk to you about QWAT, which is a water distribution network management software based on QGIS. Just a very short word on Auslandia. We are a pure player open source, and we are QGIS developers. There are a few colleagues of mine who are here who are QGIS committers and contributors, and so we do a lot of stuff with QGIS and PostGIS. So what's QWAT? QWAT is a water distribution network management tool, and it's based on QGIS and PostGIS. What for? The aim is to manage assets for a water network. It's to be able to deal with maintenance of the water network, and also to manage evolution scenario, for example. And as well, we want to, in the end, to do some network analysis too, and maybe some simulation on the water network. So a bit of history. This is Denis Roseau, who's just right here, and it's el padre from QWAT. So he developed the initial version of QWAT years ago. And the decision of developing this software was because the AutoCAD tools and TopoBase tools they were using were not supported any longer. So they decided to switch to a completely different solution, which was an open source solution, and started developing QWAT on top of QGIS. Then there has been a collaboration with other Swiss entities. I'll talk about that just after. And in the end, they had the strategic decision to switch to QGIS and to QWAT to tailor up for their software, for GIS software and specific field management software. And so last year, we started collaboration with them to improve the software and to make it more robust and industrialized, and I'll talk about that too. So what are we talking about? The project pilots are the SIG, which is Syndicat Intercommunal de Gestion, which is where Denis work. And they do water supply network. And wastewater and other stuff you don't want to know about. And it represents around 70,000 inhabitants, and they got something like 600 kilometers of water supply network. In this group of Swiss users who are funding QWAT, we find also the city of Lausanne, which represents around 100,000 inhabitants, and two other cities which are a bit smaller, Pully and Morges, which are respectively 17,000 inhabitants and 15,000 inhabitants. And so that's the people funding the project currently, and also giving the direction to the project. And at Auslandia, we work closely with them for industrialization, technical expertise, development, support, community relations, and consulting generally. So it's a public-private collaboration between the cities and ourselves. So what's the organization behind that? How do we collaborate together? So each city has a few persons in charge of the project, and they deal with all which is inside us, how they deal with the project inside their cities. And then for now, the QWAT organization is informal, which means we don't have a specific association or a specific formal group. We use agile methodology, which means we have strategic plans on the long run, but we do monthly meetings to speak about what features we want to get into the software, how the community, the context is evolving, and how it affects the project, that kind of stuff. And we prioritize the features, the development monthly to be able to make the project advance. As for now, Denis Roseau is release manager, and we have not really a project steering committee, but a group of technical people who are starting to shape as a PSC. But as for now, it's very informal because we don't really need any external funding, for example, which would imply having a more strict organization. So formalization will probably come whenever it's needed. The global philosophy of the QWAT project, from what's been decided by the Swiss user, it's of course transparency and openness because we do open source software, so it's fully open source and it's available on GitHub. You can access, you can contribute to it, there's no problem. It's also genericity is important. We want to improve the software, but at the same time think larger than just the water management software. And in that sense, doing things generic is very important. Mutualization, of course, because first of all, there are four different entities in Switzerland, so they have to mutualize their needs, but also their funding. And in the long run, QWAT is being shaped to be a mutualized project with funding from other people and contribution from other people as well. I said we want generosity, but we also want to allow for specificities because managing a water network is done differently according to where you work, according to your context. So we want the project to be adaptable and hackable so that you can really adapt it to your real need. And pragmatism in the end, because we want this project to work, and the main constraint from now is being able to use it in production for the cities I thought about. So what's inside the QWAT project? You have PostGIS and QGIS. So PostGIS is for the data model, of course, and it will be able to be used as well for analysis, for network analysis, for example. We have QGIS Desktop, which is the main interface. We have a strong use of native features of QGIS. So main features from QWAT are actually QGIS features with project configuration, so which can be pretty complex project configuration, but it's still the QGIS which has the features. And also we have QGIS plugins for anything which is specific to a small use case, and also for prototyping or rapid development of some features. That's something which is done as plugins. And on top of that, there are a few scripts, migration scripts or import-export script for TopoBus or a specific format for Switzerland, which is here. So the data model is based on a Node-ARC model. So as you can see, there are a lot of tables, but most of them are a list of values, and there are a lot of views as well. But the core of the model is a Node-ARC model, and then you have specific objects like valves, pipes, or pumps, whatever you can find in a water network. So I won't go into full detail for the model. You have the slide if you want to look at it, and then as well the data model is in the QWAT project as SQL. One thing which was important for the project for QWAT was to be able to use it and to for external people to use it as well. So what we did was to extract a water distribution network and provide that as open for people to be able to download the software, download the data, and just try the software. Because if you cannot try, if you cannot play with the software, it's pretty useless. If you have to spend days for configuration or creating your data, people won't use it. So we have this extract of a distribution network. The only problem is that water network can be sensible information because you have tanks, it's drinkable water, so the network extract has to be anonymized or something like that, which is we want to distribute the data but not the true location of things, and it has to be usable for demo, so we kind of change the coordinates of the places, and also that you cannot really recreate the original data from the demo data. One of the objectives of the data sample is to have all object types so that you can realize what kind of things you have really in the data model and in the QGIS project. But it's only a small extract of an array. And currently it's available as a PostGIS dump, so you have to just restore it and you can go and work with QWAT. So what does it look like? This is the extract. You can see that it's actually a rectangle. And you got the pipes, the valves, the reservoirs, and all the different objects you have in the data model, and all the different layers here. So I'll show you some screenshots of the software. Here is the full network of the Siege with the different pipes. Here is a close view from the software where you can see the different object pipes and on top of cadastral data. We have specific forms for the objects. So this is QGIS configuration so that people managing the network as a day-to-day job, as for them it's much easier to be able to change the data, to change values and all. So that's a core feature of QGIS. That's not a plugin, but it uses specific configuration. You still have access to the attribute table with all the values inside. We use the composer for mapping, for generating nice PDF from the network. Here is another close view for edition, so you can use all the computer edit design tools which are available in QGIS for data edition with the QWAT project. And the data model is actually smart in the sense of it's instrumentalized. You have a lot of triggers in the database so that when you do actions on QGIS, like editing a vertex or editing a pipe, it will trigger actions on other objects so that the network keeps its topology and keeps the rules which are behind specific to the network. So the intelligence is more in the database than in the QGIS project, actually. There is a nice plugin allowing to browse and search things. And that's it for the features. So one aspect which is really important for this project is that I talked about genericity. And what we try to do is extract all the features which are really important for the work in the water network management, extract them, make them generic, and instead of developing a plugin specifically for QWAT, we prefer to contribute to QGIS Core. And a few contributions has been done already in that sense. So the magnifier for QGIS, which is a DPI settings, which allows to see things bigger without zooming in. So that's very useful for us to, for example, place the labor very precisely on the map. So that's been developed by Paul Blottier from Auslandia and it will be in 2.16. We have constraints of on fields. You can define some constraints with an expression for the fields, and and it will say to you if what the value you typed in is okay or not. It's based on a work by Matthias Kuhn as well, who's done a lot of work for QGAP in this field. We have the better DXF exports, so that's a work from Jürgen Fischer, will be in 2.16 as well, and a few bug fixes which have been ported to QGIS Master. So one of the ideas is do not do something too specific, but extract the genericity, make it available in QGIS Core, and other people will be able to use it for whatever use they want. A few other contributions. We have this click-click editing. that's not the real name. It's a different behavior for node editing where it's freehand. You click one time and then you'll be able to release the button of your mouse and then click another time to move the node. And why we want that is because it's a static point for constraint editing. For example, you have a pipe and you want to edit the pipe vertices so that the next vertex will be in the same direction as the pipe. We could do that with the kind of tool Martin developed. So as for now, it's a plugin, and maybe it will be in Core for 3.0. We'll see. We have some discussion to do. There are a lot of other developments we use. I said the Swiss people fund core development, but also that's open source software to its best. We benefit from a lot of other development, for example, mass editing of features, multi-attribute filtering. That's a lot of work by Niall and by Matthias as well, again, because the QGAP project, which is for wastewater, is pretty similar in a lot of ways to QWAT, and we can merge features in QGiscore so that we benefit each other from what we develop. There is a CAD and DWG support, which is being worked on and financed by Andreas Neumann, which is ongoing, which will benefit from bug fixes and all other features which are developed by QGiscore contributors. So what's the current state? Version 1.0 will be released soon. It corresponds actually to mainly the data model version, which is in production now at Puli. So QWAT is used in production at the Siege for a while now, and for a few weeks or months in production at Puli. So, and this will be the first real release for QWAT, and then it continues to evolve. One of our goals was to implement all core features we need for 2016 before the version 2.16, so that we have time then to concentrate on version 3.0. It lacks for now, QWAT lacks some plugins for some helpers, for example, to import GPS data easily, and some polishing and some things to make it more robust. So what's next? Robustness. We have to simplify a bit the model and the rules which are inside the model. So that's the work Dennis is doing right now. There is this meta project, which is a meta project by Matthias Kuhn as well, which aims at generating the SQL model from configuration files, more or less. He may explain better that later. We need some more tests and documentation. We have a website being built, and that's what I'm doing right now, is communicating about the project so that people know it and use it, and maybe connection to other systems. That's things we can see, analysis. Well, there are a lot to be done then. And after QWAT, so QWAT is one custom application for water management. There is QGAP for wastewater, so developed mainly by Matthias for Andreas Neumann. But we have a lot of different applications we want to build, for example, gas distribution management, electricity network. There's a lot of application of GIS, but of QGIS as a platform. That's probably what's on the to-do list of many of us, so let's mutualize, because the more we put into QGIS, the easier the developing custom apps will be. So get in touch if you want to help. You're welcome. And that's it. Gracias.
I only have a short question. What about the 3D dimension?
What about 3D dimension? Well, it depends what you mean by 3D. There is the elevation is taken into account, so we have a Z value for elevation. It's actually something which is pretty difficult to handle, but yeah, it works basically. If you talk about visualization of 3D, that's another topic. So we can talk about that, but we need some more time.
Thank you. And the next speaker is Andreas Neumann, who is our treasure holder. He keeps the money for QGIS. a bank account. And he is going to talk about the improvements in the long-term release from 2.8 till 2.14. I'm looking forward to find new things to learn.